We're talking Disney, but we're not playing nice. No sugar-coated magic, just the real life slice. From Mickey's ears to the princess crowns, we're breaking it down, no holding back now. So grab your snacks, don't you dare hold back. We're spilling the tea on what they lack. From the castle to the park, we're taking you there. But we're doing it raw with a bit of flair. We're behind the ears. After dark, no filters, no shame.
No shame.
We curse, we laugh, and we call out the game. From the dark side of Disney to the tales untold, we're taking you deeper, getting real bold.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to episode number 6 of Behind the Ears After Hours. I am Danny, that is Rudy, and on tonight's episode, we are ending the month with a beautiful March Madness bracket with two fat bastards doing the show. We're talking snacks, best snacks. Now, before I say hi to Rudy, let's just get this out here because it's not this ride attraction shit like we had the first time around. Some of these places are going to be lunch places that you can technically incorporate a lunch and a snack. So it's not going to be, there's only so many kiosks you can get a snack from. So it's going to be a snack via lunch area type of day and what we're going to be voting on. With that said, Rudy, how are you doing on this Monday?
So are you trying to say that I can't pick like lunch items from these places? I can't pick out?
I would say like you're not gonna, well, I mean, lunch portions can be smaller, so yeah, that's fine. I'm okay.
A dinner portion for me is a snack anyway.
Yeah, bullshit. We've seen the way you eat. We have seen the way you eat. With that being said, are you all ready? Look, first of all, before I even do this, so anybody who's listening, I'm sorry you can't see this. Go on Facebook, check it out. But Rudy, what are you wearing?
Oh, this is my new Hawaiian shirt, my behind the ears Hawaiian shirt.
If you've ever done acid in your life, this will bring you back to those days because that is a trippy ass shirt. I like it.
It's going to be good. I think I'm going to go to Epcot tomorrow. I'm going to unveil it to the world at Epcot tomorrow.
Oof. I can't wait to see what people say about it.
You know why I'm going to Epcot, right?
Boy, what's going on?
You shame me into looking for that freaking bunny bucket. Yeah, I'm going to give
it a shot. You got to admit, that thing looks dope. They are killing it. Them and Universal right now with these popcorn buckets and or sippers, they have been killing it. I mean, they're going to be killing my wallet when I go down in August because if I find something, I'm buying it. Because as you can see behind me, I just have a blank wall and a shit ton of ties. So
you work at like a delivery place, right? What do you got all these ties for?
So without getting too technical, I had a job with the federal government lined up. I went through all my drug screening and my background check and everything like that. So I went out and I spent a few thousand dollars on slacks and shoes and ties and all that, and that job ended up falling through for whatever reason. It is what it is. But so yeah, I now have a shit ton of ties. If anybody wants a tie, I've got fun ties. I've got a hockey tie. I've got sharks. I've got flamingos. I got Christmas ties. I was ready to go. I was gonna be the most well dressed man in this office. But you know, there's always the future.
You got a Buzz Lightyear tie?
I have actually no Disney ties. Oh.
That's weird.
I didn't know. I wanted to start off small, something, I have a couple of shark fins and a couple of flamingos, something just to, ease in to gauge everybody to see how receptive they were to me coming in with like a giant Buzz Lightyear tattoo. Well, I got that too, but tie. All right, let's get started here. First up, Aloha. Now, I will say Rudy's got a better chance of eating at all these places over me. Some of them are new. Some of them just don't tickle my fancy. So we will see. We have Aloha Isle versus the Sunshine Tree Terrace.
Now, I believe both of these both serve Dole Whips.
They do.
And I'm going to go and tell everybody that the Dole Whip is the most overrated dessert ever at Disney. It's hot garbage.
Oh, my wife.
It's true, though. It's just like everybody goes out and I got to get one of these Dole Whips. You know, you can buy those things in a freaking store, right?
Well, hold on. As of like maybe a decade ago, that was a Disney exclusive thing,
not
though.
Anymore.
Like, and that's I think what made it so cool Now, yeah, I mean, I've been a little rinky-dinky little kids theme park in New Jersey called Storybook Land, and this was probably going back like 7 years we were there, and we walked in. I was like, wait, that sign says Dole Whip. How the hell? I thought that was a Disney thing. Now, yeah, now it's in stores. It's a little different, but at the same time, does it taste different because it's in Disney? Well, oh, hold on. Do you like a Mickey bar?
Listen, I like a Mickey bar. I'm not crazy about a Mickey bar. I'll take a Dove bar over a Mickey bar.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it is. It's a Dove bar just in shape of a Mickey.
Don't let your wife come on here and shame me already. We're 5 minutes into the show. Just stop already.
Well, you know, when you say stupid shit, win stupid prizes. So where are you going? Because I think I have a general idea of where I'm going to go.
I'm going to go with the Aloha Isle just because it's closer.
See, and I went with them solely because I like the ambiance. I like the decor a little bit better there. Okay. So
I think it both dump out.
Aloha Island advancing. Okay. Next up, we have Cheshire Cafe and Be Our Guest Breakfast.
I'm going Be Our Guest Breakfast because that Cheshire cat, what do they have, that little cattail thing that everybody rants and raves about? That's hot garbage, too.
It is hot garbage, but so is Be Our Guest.
It's not the greatest.
So I'm very torn. Like, it to me, Be Our Guest lunch, breakfast, dinner, it all sucks. I will say this. I'll give you the Be Our Guest solely on the fact that it is the ambiance.
Well, not only the ambiance. You know what the funny thing about that was? I think we did breakfast there once, and they have a thing called Gaston's Egg Platter. The thing's got two friggin' eggs on it. Right?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, Gaston's supposed to be eating like a dozen eggs at a pop.
All right, next up we have the Backlot Express versus Woody's Lunchbox.
Oh, I'm going Woody's Lunchbox all day for that grilled cheese.
All right, well, we are going to the comment section because Woody's Lunchbox is god awful. There is not one, maybe the tater tots, maybe. And if someone doesn't cook them long enough and they come out soggy, forget about it.
Pop-Tart?
That shit is gross. The Pop-Tart's disgusting.
You're so wrong.
Oh, I'm getting shit on.
You deserve it.
Well. Oh, all right. All right, Sarah. Thank you. We got one for me at least. Oh, man.
It's going to be Woody's.
All right. I'm just going to give it to Woody and move on because it's not worth it.
This next one's tough.
Fine on that hill. Here we go, Woody, moving on. All right, we have, where am I? Docking Bay 7 and Ronto Roasters.
Both Star Wars. Both really good, but I'm going to go to Ronto Roasters. But the secret is you got to get a little bit of the extra spicy mayo with it.
God damn. All right, we're going back to the fucking comment section because Docking Bay 7 is way better. God.
All right, let's.
There is a much better selection there. The theming. All right, here's the thing. I don't fucking understand Ronto's Roasters. Like, it doesn't make sense to me because, once again, I am not a Disney fan.
Star Wars fan.
Jesus Christ. Star Wars fan. So I don't necessarily. Maybe the ambiance is great. Maybe the theming is on par. I just don't fucking understand.
Are we going with the ambiance or are we going about the food?
Well, I think they're. I think that Docking Bay has a bigger selection, but I think they're pretty comparable food wise.
Everybody better vote my way.
You got one Ronto, one Doc, two Doc. People are still very upset about last round. Doc, Ronto, Doc. Oh, boy. All right, we need one more vote to break the tie. Next vote in will be the winner. I mean, either way, do you really lose?
But I do love a good Ronto wrap. And their breakfast wrap is even good.
See, that's where I disagree. I felt like their breakfast was very dry.
Disney.
But, yeah, it's powdered eggs at the end of the day. All right, I'll give you Ronto's. It is what it is. I mean, next round's going to suck. It's Woody's versus Ronto's on the next round. So, all right. Next up, we have Gaston's Tavern versus the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor.
I mean, I do love that big old cinnamon bun over at Gaston's, but I mean, the Plaza's ice cream. You got to go with ice cream, right?
Yeah, 100%. And it's iconic. It's a great location. And to me, you can hit it all day long. It doesn't matter the time you go. You could be there 8 in the morning and grab it. I'm cool tomorrow. All right, we have Sleepy Hollow, and we're going back to Be Our Guest, but this is for lunch. If you vote fucking Be Our Guest for lunch, I'm going to stab somebody.
Are they still doing the, you know, it's been a while since I've been there for lunch, but last time I went, they did those subs, like those sandwiches.
All right, so we went right after COVID last year. Well, last year was like the first like big, like, ooh, yeah. And like, they didn't have it. Could it have just been they were, you know, still trying to get back on pace from COVID? I don't know. But the last time I was there, it was they did not have it. And that was a big contention for a lot of people in my party.
I see a lot of people seeing Sleepy Hollow, and I don't like to lose. So I'll go Sleepy Hollow just so I don't feel stupid.
All right. We're Sleepy. All righty. Next up, we've got Amaretz versus Wolf's Sausage Company.
You know what's? I've had either one of them for some reason. It's not because I don't want either one of them. I just find other things to eat. But every time I go by Wolf's, there's a couple hot dogs on there that I really want to try. So I'm gonna go on Wolf's without ever tasting them.
I'm gonna agree with you. I've had Wolf's; they're pretty solid. I've only walked past Amaretz, and to me, it's just overpriced chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't do it for me. It could just be me, you know, but was not like anything like I had to go try. All right, we've got Arturisto Crepes versus the Daily Poutine.
I'm all about the crepes. I'm all about the sweets.
Yeah, and it's tough because I really think they've got good poutine there, but the crepes is just phenomenal.
You know, and I've never jumped onto that whole poutine thing, like gravy and French fries.
Well, you're from New York. You never had disco fries growing up as a kid at a diner? Oh, disco fries, it's like Jersey and New York's version of it. Like, it's just brown gravy and then, like, melted mozzarella on top of, like, steak fries, essentially.
I'm all about the mozzarella, but pass on the gravy.
We have Ample Hills versus Viva La Il Gelato. Gelato.
I can't stand gelato. I think that's garbage. I'll go with Ample Hill.
Yeah, and I'm agree with you because at the end of the day, I think you can get. I'd rather have ice cream over gelato. Yeah,
gelato's garbage.
So, all right, we got Ample Hills. I like how fast this is moving.
Yeah, we're agreeing. This is weird.
I'm all for this right now. We've got Sprinkles versus the Boardwalk Bakery.
Yeah, I've been in the Boardwalk Bakery. It is nice. It's a beautiful place, but. Man, it's so overpriced. I just couldn't go and, I mean, not that we can't afford it. It's just something about it. I'm going to go with Sprinkles because it's nice and cheap and it's pretty.
Now, I'll give it to you because the last time I was in Boardwalk Bakery, it was closed. Like, they only had, like, a little, like, to-go section. And I've never been to Sprinkles. Where is Sprinkles?
Sprinkles over at Disney Springs. It's,
What is it? Like, a cupcake? Is it the cupcake place?
Strictly Cupcakes.
Dude, is that the one where a couple years ago, might not even be now anymore, did they have a kiosk outside that you can get a
cupcake? Like an ATM. They still have it.
Yeah, it was like an ATM. Okay, all right. All right, then that's cool. I'll give it to them in that case because that was, I thought that was a really cool idea. I think
everybody voted for the bakery, though. Sorry, guys.
That sucks to suck. All right, we've got Blaze Pizza versus Pizza Ponte. Before you say anything, I'm going to give it whatever you vote. I'm with you. I do not eat Florida pizza.
There is some Florida pizza that's doable. You know, you're from Jersey. I'm from New York. We're pretty picky with our pizza. Pizza Ponte is not that bad a pizza. I'm going to go with Pizza Ponte.
All right. Ponte wins.
Pizza and everybody's Ponte. Saying Blaze. Sorry, guys.
No, but that's also because Blaze isn't, aren't they? They're a chain.
Yeah, it is
right?
A chain. We had one in New York too. So. That's another reason to skip over that one.
What's good? We got the Chicken Guy versus Cookies of Dublin.
Cooks of Dublin.
Really?
No, I'm.
I said cookies. Cook. I'm sorry. I meant to say cooks. My apologies. I just caught that in my head. I was like, wait, where are the cookies?
Boy, I love those fish and chips. But boy, I
the Chicken Guy.
Yeah, I do
solid.
Love chicken too. I'm gonna go.
He's got some spicy ass chicken.
I'm gonna go with Chicken Guy just because it's cheaper and it's pretty comparable.
Okay. And if you honestly, if you really want good fish and chips, aren't you going to Raglan Road?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically the same thing, though.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I want to be inside. Let me,
everybody's, we get a couple cookies in there.
My bad. Listen, this was a rough night. Casey's Corner versus Columbia Harbor House.
I'm not a big fan of Columbia Harbor House. I'm going to go Casey's.
I used to love Casey's. But the last couple times, man, the corn dog nuggets, they're just, they don't hit it anymore. And I'm a very, you might not, you look at me and think, oh, you know, he's a fat ass, which I am. I'm a very simple fat ass, though. Like, just give me a hot dog. I don't need pulled pork, mac and cheese, and sprinkles on top of my hot dog. Just give me a fucking hot dog.
They did have one time that I wish to God they bring back. It was a loaded mashed potato hot dog.
That sounds ridiculous. Like, that's a heart attack. How do you not have diabetes?
Daddy was loving it. I was loving that hot dog. I'm praying they bring that thing back.
All right. Well, Casey's is going to advance. Casey's to the next round. Okay. We have Cosmic Rays versus Pico Bill.
Boy, I hate both of these. My wife is huge into Pecos Bill. She loves Mexican. I'm going to go with Cosmic Rays just because it's got more kid food, and I eat a lot of kid food.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the comment section because I think.
First vote.
No, we've been there a couple times on. Cosmic Rays, to me, it's just microwaved hamburgers. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a good theme park microwaved hamburger. And it's so fucking outdated in there. It's so gross in there. And Pecos Bill's, now granted, they took away the secret menu and they took away their giant party nachos, which really pissed me off. But I think it's a great little spot. The only complaint I'll have with them is there's not enough seating, because that you walk in there and you're like, oh, there's a lot of seating. But everybody and their mother uses that area when they're like, it's either storming out or if they're really hot, because there's really nothing else over there. And I feel like everybody runs over there. So for that, that's a knock for it, but I'm going to go Pecos Bill. So let's go here. Let's see. We got 1-2, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 4-2, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3, 7-8, 8-4. All right, Pecos gets it.
You know, it's funny that you bring up that nacho party, because we actually did one through the Crazy for Disney group, and it was a pretty big turnout, and we had an absolute blast. So I am kind of bummed out they got rid of that.
Yeah, I don't understand why they got rid of it, though.
I mean, and Ashley's talking, and listen, Ashley, you know I love you because you always vote my way, but what is the show? I mean, like, that Sonny is, like, the most decrepit-looking animatronic.
Yeah, and he's never. How many times do you walk in there and randomly on like a Tuesday, he's gone. Oh, we're refurbishing him, and then he comes back out looking the same same cobwebs. They even wipe his ass down.
Got like a hanging arm and an eyeball falling out. It's always bad.
All right, we've got Captain Cook's versus Riverside Mill Food Court.
This one hits hard for me because I love both of them a lot, and we got a really good breakfast over at Captain Cook's a couple weeks ago, but. I'm going to go with Riverside just because they have beignets over there.
Thank God. I think Riverside, the Riverside Mill Food Court might be honestly one of the best hotel food courts, moderate and value option wise possible.
Good.
Their dinner selections are phenomenal, and it's not the same shit every night, and they're always adventurous. Like, maybe not. I shouldn't use the word adventurous. Adventurous for Disney. Like, you can walk in there, man, and get like meatloaf, or they've had like jerk chicken before. Like, they don't just have like, no, granted, do they still have your meatball subs and your pizza and your hamburgers? Yes, because they understand there's people with, you know, shitty palates like Rudy that aren't going to step outside their comfort zone. But man, they really do have some solid selection. So I'm glad to see, Captain Riverside Mill.
And I'll tell you how ridiculous I am. I've had places make me up special meals because I can't handle what's on the menu. Yeah, total child.
All right, next we have Contempo Cafe versus Sesquigula Floatworks.
I don't like either one of those that much. I'm going to go with Contempo Cafe just because I like the location.
I would agree. I would agree simply on location because I think they both suck.
Yeah, they're not honestly. Great.
All right. Contempo. Okay. Let's rip that page out.
That one done nicely.
Yeah, it was nice and easy. Writing this down is very difficult, trying to keep track of what goes on what side.
It's our last March Madness. Just got to get through this last one.
Thank God. I can't wait for this fucking thing to be over. All right. We've got Deluxe Burger versus the Mac and Cheese food truck.
That's an easy one for me, Deluxe Burger. Not that Deluxe Burger is amazing. I went to that Mac and Cheese food truck once, and it was some of the worst mac and cheese I ever had in my life. Total garbage.
Just was it dry?
It wasn't very tasteful. It was just garbage. It was terrible. You know me, I love mac and cheese.
So I've only eaten there once and it was okay. Once again, because I don't like all the crazy concoctions they come up with. I love Deluxe Burger. So I'm going to vote Deluxe Burger. My biggest complaint though with Deluxe Burger is, why is it a la carte? Why doesn't French fries fucking come with my burger? Like, this is America last time I checked. What are we doing? Yeah. My burger should come with freaking French fries. It's ridiculous. And it's not like it's a $7 burger where you're like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, it's a $15 freaking burger and you don't get fries with it. Like, that.
Yeah, do better, Disney. Come on already.
Come on. You're better than that. All right. We've got Wolfgang Puck Express versus The Basket at the Wine Bar, George.
Wolfgang Puck's used to have my favorite breakfast. They had a really good, chicken and waffles, and they just destroyed it. And Wolf, the Wine Bar George has my favorite drinks. I'm gonna go with Wine Bar George. They have a drink called the Zombie. Good.
Yeah, I tried that one. I'm gonna simply agree with you solely on the fact of I think both their food sucks, but I think the Wine Bar George is just ambiance is better. Honestly, good booze. It's newer. I mean, it is what it is. So you know, like. It's not fair because it's new, but it's still, it is what it is. Wine Bar. All right. Next up, we have the Flame Tree Barbecue versus Sunshine Seasons.
That's an easy one for me. I'm all about Flame Tree Barbecue.
Really? Because I don't
it's think it's the best mac and cheese.
I feel like they're like a pizza place. I knew it's you were true. Fucking it's the say best that. Mac and cheese. Their mac and cheese.
I mean, what Sunshine Seasons got that you get?
That's my problem. Like I don't think Flame Tree Barbecue is so fucking overrated, but how do I fight that? Like Sunshine sucks too. All right, whatever, Flame Tree. So stupid. Can't believe they got pissed this round. All right, we've got Regal Eagle versus this the next one?
Cafe or canteen. Boy, Regal Eagle, it's got some good barbecue. Boy, but Sotelis got those little cheeseburgers that taste like McDonald's. So I'm still gonna stick with Regal Eagle. You can't go wrong with barbecue.
I'm gonna agree with you. Yeah, yeah. I can get a burger anyway.
Those little burger pods, though.
Barbecue, you can fuck barbecue up, and I'm not a huge barbecue person. So you can fuck barbecue up. So we're gonna stick with the Regal
Eagle. People are loving the Regal Eagle.
Yeah. Really? Because it's always so fucking empty when you go in there. You would think
that's true.
All right, we've got La Artisan versus the Yorkshire Country Fish Shop.
Yorkshire by a mile.
What? By a fucking mile.
I'm not even commenting on the other one.
Yorkshire is so good. It's unbelievable.
Plus, I almost got in that fight last time I was there, so that was fun. I told you about that where the guy like kind of whipped his phone out in front of me.
Right. Yeah. I forgot that was there. All right. Next up, we have La Hales versus the La Quinta de San Hale.
I'm going to go with St. Angel, just because it was one of the most uncomfortable meals of my entire life when we went there.
Ooh, do tell.
We brought my mother on a trip one time, and my mother's a lot like me. We're just very stubborn people. So we went to Electric Umbrella for lunch, and I think my mother ordered chicken nuggets, but they gave her chicken salad. And we were already button heads like hardcore that day. So I went over to my mother. I'm like, you know, here's your chicken salad or whatever. She goes, oh, I ordered nuggets, but this is fine. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to go get your chicken nuggets like you asked. And she's like, no, it's fine. Yeah. I'm just going to eat this. And my blood's boiling at this point. Like, it just, I wasn't having it. And it's probably the first time I've ever swore in Disney, and I did it loud. I'm like, just give me the fucking salad right now. And the whole place went like quiet. I went over, I switched the thing out. I went over and I like slapped the chicken nuggets down in front of her, and she just walked out. So then, not my finest moment. Later that day, we're supposed to go over to St. Angel, and I'm pissed. I just tell like my wife, I'm like, I don't give a shit if she shows up or not, you know, blah, blah, blah. She does show up, and we sit down for this dinner, and I don't think there were two words said between anybody.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, it was just like the stare down. It's like eating like.
Oh, you guys were even making eye contact. I thought it was going to be one of those, like, you just stared at your plate.
No, I was steaming. I'm like, just say a word. Please just say a word.
I did feel bad, though.
That wasn't my finest moment, but it was an interesting moment. So I'm going to go St. Angel just for the ambiance and the story.
I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to throw a tidbit in. I think it's better than the actual restaurant inside.
Really?
We had this conversation the other day because we're getting, you know, we pick our restaurants in June. So we're starting to get, you know, our juices flowing. We're trying to, you know, bounce, you know, there's 13 of us, 8 adults. So we're trying to get everybody their own, where they want to go. And we were talking about going to Mexico. And my biggest complaint with Mexico is you need a flashlight to do anything in that restaurant.
It is very dark.
You can poop on my plate and hand it to me and tell me it's enchiladas, and I won't be able to tell you whether it is or not. Like, it's so goddamn dark in there. And like, I understand they're going for the ambiance, but like, even when 30-year-olds like me walk in, now granted my eyes are shot, but I have to use a flashlight to look at the friggin' menu. Like, there's a problem.
We do that at sci-fi too. It kind of bugs me. You got to use like your phone.
Sci-fi's dark too.
Very dark.
I don't get it. I mean, I get for the movie aspect of it.
It's cool for the kids.
All right. Next up, we have the Lotus Blossom Cafe versus the Katsura Grill. I've been to neither.
I like the Katsura Grill. I haven't been to the Lotus Blossom, though. One of the few places I haven't been to.
Well, get on that. What the fuck? How are you going to run a Disney podcast and not know these things? Honestly, ridiculous.
My problem is I like a lot of fatty food, like a lot of fat boy food, so I go to the same places over and over again.
That's fair. I'll give you that because I'm going to just agree with you. Once again, I have no idea what either one of those were. We have Summerfest versus the Tangerine Cafe. Honestly, both.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of either one. I'll throw that up to a vote because I could care less.
Yeah, honestly, I neither one of them does it for me at all. And
you don't really ever hear anybody talk about them either. I don't hear anybody like rant and rave about either one of them.
No, I think I've walked out of the Tangerine Cafe after I ordered food. Like, it was one of those trips when I was an annual pass holder where, like, I had waited like 40 minutes to get my food and I was just so pissed. Granted, they were busy, but I get it. You're essentially a quick service. Like, and you're Disney. You're pumping out food. I'll give you 10 minutes. But when we got to, like, and, like, people started getting their food, but that came in after me.
Crazy.
So then, like, I started to get mad, and I was like, all right, listen, I think you guys forgot me. And they're like, no, it's coming, it's coming. I literally just threw the $20 that I paid for my food. I just walked in and said,
I'm just going
somewhere else. Fuck it. Like, I'm not – I don't even care at this point. So
I do that same thing. I do inventory, like, everybody around me. I'm like – and I'll go to my wife, like, oh, this freaking guy was, like, four people behind. It's like, I get crazy. Yeah,
how the hell did he get his food first? All right, well, Tangerine Cafe is going to get the win there. We have Earl of Sandwich versus Morimoto Asia Street Food.
I'm going to go Earl of Sandwich. They actually have pretty good sandwiches over there. And Morimoto, we tried to do, like, drinks and food around all of Disney Springs one day, and we tapped out after Morimoto because we had just so many, like, little, like, dumplings and drinks. Yeah. So I'm going to go Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, normally I'm not a big fan of a chain like that, even though I guess Morimoto is technically a chain. But Earl of Sandwich, what's that weird restaurant in Disney Springs? Our family loved it. It was like me, or I don't know. It was some type of weird food right next to the Earl of Sandwich. It's like right there.
That Eats, the Indian place, is it?
Yes, that's what it is. It's Eats. So everybody wanted to go to Eats, and I looked at my wife, and I was like, there's no shot in hell I'm eating this place. My wife's like, that's fine with me. So we went to Earl of Sandwich. Now, granted, to me, it's a glorified Subway. You know, that's all it is. It was not great, but simply, it was a half-decent sandwich, and it was something different while we were in Disney, so Earl's going to get
it. Do you do that thing, like, when your wife wants something really different, and you see nothing on the menu that you like, and you're like, what's on the kids menu? Can I get like a mac and cheese or a hot dog? I do that all the time.
I'll start pulling up my phone. Like especially when we're in Disney, I'm like, is there a secret menu? Is there something I don't know about? Like, can I just have pasta? Just put butter on it. I don't need nothing crazy. Like, what are we doing?
I don't even care what you charge me. It's not like I'm being cheap. Just, I don't want to eat any of that garbage. I'm not an Indian food guy.
Next up, we have Ghirardelli versus Pepe by,
J-Leo.
Leo Andres.
I'm going to go Ghirardelli because it's got ice cream and it's got shakes.
Chocolate. Yeah, because I don't think their chocolate's that good, but they have pretty solid ice cream. I don't think people realize that. And the reason I'm going to give it to Ghirardelli to do something different from you, they give out free samples.
And I like free. I'll take anything free.
I like free, especially in Disney. I am a fan of free. So Ghirardelli is going to advance. All right. We have Everything Pop versus the Landscape of Flavors.
Now, this one I got to question you on. What is Everything Pop?
I believe it is the Pop Century food court.
I can honestly say I've never gone there, but we have gone out of our way to go to Landscape of Flavors, and it actually wasn't too bad. So I'm going to go with Landscape of Flavors.
I am going to agree with you simply, I think... Now, granted, I'm not counting the All-Stars because I have not been to the All-Stars in 7-8 years. No, almost like probably a decade at this point.
Last
time I was there, we're bougie now. This is the first trip where we're not being bougie, and I'm real fucking.
Danny's all like, come on, Pop Century. I'm not saying Pop Century.
I'm not Pop Century. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm at the point now where I've convinced my wife, and now it's just the finances because I refuse. This is a tangent, or we'll move Landscape out to the next round, but I want to buy DVC. But I want a shit ton of points, and I'm trying to finagle, like, all right, well, if I buy some points here, I buy some points here, but my biggest thing is I refuse to fucking finance. It's going to be a cash offer, that's it. I looked up their financing. They want 10% interest. Now, granted, I understand Disney's got to make some money. 10%? Are you shitting me? You're better off going to get a private loan at 10 for less than.
Now you're looking to go straight through Disney, and you're not looking to do like resale.
No. I'm doing.
Oh, resale. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to Disney. Yeah, I don't care about the blue card. I don't give a shit. Like, you know, I talked to the one Disney rep. He's like, yes, but if you come through us, you get the what's it called? All the parties. I said, yeah, but if you're not down there for a party, what am I paying for?
You know what the funny part is? I get invited to those parties all the time. I'm named DVC.
And I know that was a big contention. I remember when I did the show with Chris, that was a big contention of his because I know he was there for a couple parties and he wouldn't get selected, but you would see other podcasters who weren't DVC members or where you'd see it online, like, oh, I'm going to the DVC party. It's the Moonlight. And he'd be like, what the fuck, man? Like, I'm on this waiting list. You're not even DVC. And honestly, outside of the free water and free Mickey bars, the parties seem like...
The parties have gone downhill quite a bit. I can remember I did one years ago at Animal Kingdom where you got, like, free hot dogs. You got actually, like, food, free ice cream. They didn't like, any limit on it. And I can remember the last one I went to at Epcot, they gave you 4 coupons. So with the 4 coupons, you get, like, popcorn, a soda, whatever. But the lines for all those stands were like a mile long. It was just ridiculous.
You know, Ashley brings up an interesting point. I hate to even, yeah, my bad. I hate to even talk to this woman right now, but I feel like there are some podcasters that are absolutely ruining the park experience. I would reword that. I wouldn't necessarily say podcasters. Because honestly, if you look around the gauntlet right now, when me and Rudy did this 5 years ago, when me and Chris did this 7 years ago, there was a shit ton of podcasters. Yeah. Everybody and their mother did a Disney podcast. There's only a handful of us left. And by the way, we're killing all their numbers, just throwing that out there. So sorry, guys. It's the influencers. Yeah. They're the ones that started it. Yeah, then she corrected herself. Good. And you know who made it? You know who's even worse than the influencers? Those people that fucking live stream while they go and buy things and then they resell them on like Whatnot and all that. My wife watches Whatnot. They always, she follows these people around. I'm like, no, this is the fucking problem. Like, this is why when you go into the stores, they don't have anything of your size because you're a normal human size and they either have extra small or 6X. And you're like, well, the Dooney bag's not there. Yeah, because you've got these assholes walking in there who are just buying everything up, using, and they're scummy about it. They're using their annual pass discount or their DVC discount. And then, but they're not taking that price off. If it's a $20 shirt and they got it for $15, you better believe they're charging you $25 because they got to make a little bit of money. That's bullshit. They're the ones ruining it.
And you know, it's funny living down here because we don't go to the parks at Rope Drop or anything. We'll come in like 10, 10:30. You'll see those people already leaving like the parks with bags and bags of crap. It's like, you know what they're doing. It's definitely resellers because nobody's going to go to the park for an hour and leave.
I watched the one lady when I was down there last August when they just started putting out their Halloween stuff. We missed it by a week, but I ended up grabbing one of those, the Mickey head pumpkin wreaths that they had everywhere. Like they usually line Main Street, but they finally released it. And I told the story about the locker and all that shit. I saw a guy with a stroller, no kid in the stroller, by the way, literally maybe had 10 of them. And I thought to myself, like, how does he even do it? Because he must have had somebody else there with him or whatever the case is, because there was a limit of two on them. And I was like, how the hell did you get all of them? And like, that's the shit that pisses me off. And that's why, like, I got stuck carrying this fucking wreath around for 10 hours.
And it's always somebody that knows somebody on the inside, which is really crap because they're going to wind up getting somebody at Disney in trouble. You remember that idiot Chris Martin that was, like, selling his own ears and all that other nonsense?
What is that name?
He had some big group. I don't remember the name of the group, but Disney actually sued him. So he's been in quite a bit of trouble with it. Oh, yeah, they went right after him. But I can remember one time I saw him leaving what's the bar over in the Poly? Trader Sam's. And he was literally walking out with those tiki mugs. You're only supposed to get one or two per person, whatever it is.
Yeah, he had
two handfuls of bags. So he must have had like probably 15, 20 of them at least. And I took a picture of him and we had a little spat one time. I'm like, dude, don't make me release that picture. Don't make me out you with that thing.
Yeah, like, what are we doing, man?
It's crazy.
Oh, he was part of the secret cast member. That's why that name remained. Yes.
And he's a total tool bag.
That's what I've seen a couple people on like the Whatnot app and they're like posting from the employee store. And I'm like, I've been in that employee store. It's fucking dope. So my stepmom worked for Disney for a little while when they lived down in Davenport. And like the one time I was able to go in, like they got like fresh fruit in there. It's like a little fucking supermarket. It's cool as shit in there, and I was like, don't ruin it, man.
Keep
like
secret,
what are we doing? Like I don't even care. Like, you want to get something for your friends or your family, that's fine, but you gotta go. Like, you know what's gonna happen? Disney's gonna catch on, and don't think Disney doesn't know, but there's gonna come a point where Disney's gonna get fed up with it and be like, well, all right, no more cast member store, and then everybody fucking loses. All right, off that rant, back to what we were doing. We have the Mara versus the Roaring Fork.
I'm gonna go with the Mara on that one.
We're going to the fucking votes because I thought the Roaring Fork was fantastic. Yeah, has very they. I mean, granted, I don't drink the drinks that you drink. I don't really drink, but if I do, it's just usually like vodka and like club soda. But I will say, their food and the ambiance in the Roaring Fork was
it's definitely nice. I just prefer the Mara.
Well, votes kind of come in a little bit.
Oh, I can't wait for the next one.
I already looked at the next one, and I was looking for Bailey to make sure she's here. And I think the next one's honestly a slam dunk. If we don't agree, I might fucking leave. Even the one after that's kind of
It really
shit.
Should be a like slam dunk, and if it's not, we might have to just end it right here.
Yeah, I mean, if the one I'm thinking of doesn't win right off, like that one should carry itself into the finals, no problem.
And that's the funny part when you got two guys sitting there looking at like, oh, that one's a slam. You realize you're talking about two different things.
All right, Mara's going to win.
Yeah, see? Right. I know things.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the end of the world for me. All right. We have Restus.
Go try it again.
Can't even say it. Restaurantosaurus versus the Yak and Yeti local food court foods cafe.
I'm going to let you go first just because I want to see what you say.
It is fucking hands down. Do not even fight me on that Yak and Yeti.
I was waiting for you to be like, oh, Restaurantosaurus, it gives you that free bucket and stuff.
Get out of here.
I will say Yak and Yeti has literally my favorite drink on property. It's called the Big Bamboo. Legit the best girly drink ever.
Is that the one that comes in the souvenir cup?
You can get it
in the
souvenir cup if you want.
Okay.
But it's got like this banana rum and stuff. It's like the ultimate girly drink. If you get a chance, get it.
I mean, here's the thing. Who doesn't love food in a takeout box? A Chinese takeout box. And you're in Disney. It just feels so different to do it. And I just love it. Absolutely. All right. We've got Pizzafari versus Harambe Market. And this is unfair because, once again, I don't like Pizzafari. But Harambe Market, there's nothing in it.
Can I cheat?
There's like fruit and like bags of chips.
Well,
like,
can I cheat on this one a little bit? Right. Pizzafari is absolute garbage. I wouldn't eat there if you pay me. If they were like handing out samples, I would say, nah, I'm good. But the Harambe Market, I won't eat their food, but we get Starbucks every morning when we go there and we eat in the Harambe Market.
Well, then for me, that's enough because, once again, I'll never vote for any type of pizza down there. So Harambe is going to, I mean, listen, doesn't matter. It's going up against Yak and Yak next round. Done. So we already know that's going to lose. Pangu Pangu versus Kringla Bake. Is that bakery?
Is that the one in Norway?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Pangu Pangu because I think that, what is that thing they have in that bakery that everybody rants and raves about?
Where, yeah, the Norway bakery? Bread. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not
that
good.
Is the most overhyped crap on the planet.
All right. More overhyped, that bread or the Cheshire Cat's tail thing that they have?
I think that bread's overhyped because I hear more about that bread than I hear about that stupid tail. All right, you want me to get into the most overhyped thing on the planet? And I will literally fight anybody in our audience about it. That freaking... the cookie place. What is that? I'm drawing a...
Not the new bakery.
No.
Not Crumbles,
no, the one,
right?
Over at Springs that everybody and their mother goes to and waits in line like idiots. Gideon's.
Let's see. Oh, Gideon. Oh, yeah.
The literally the most over... Is your wife a fan of Gideon's?
No. Right, I don't think she's ever been there, so that might be
my
favorite.
I don't want her trying to fight me right now, but... the fact that, you know, the cookies aren't good at all, and I will never wait in line for them. I actually had somebody buy one for me one time. The worst cookies I've ever had in my life. And then these people are waiting in line for like 45 minutes in the sun and the rain for this nonsense. Every time I walk by, I'm like, I look at my wife. I'm like, look at these Gideons. Because they are like literally the dumbest people on the planet. Look at everybody saying Gideons.
Would you say, is that more of an influencer thing?
It's just about the way the place looks, and everybody feels like, oh, we got to do Gideon's because it's popular online. It's garbage, guys.
Well, you know what it is? They all want to, you know, they watch all these people leading up to their trips or whatever the case is, and they all want to, you know, experience what they're seeing. And
Bailey, you couldn't be more wrong. Have you ever seen their chocolate chip cookie before? It's literally, it's like a big ass chocolate chip cookie, but then they throw like a 6,000 chocolate chips on top of it.
Ooh, I'll say that. Now,
I shouldn't have said that to Fatty because Fatty's gonna be like, oh, chocolate
I'm
chips.
I'm intrigued. So, like, when you pull it apart, is there like a big string of chocolate?
No, it's just
in the
like
middle?
Literally solid chunks of little.
Oh, they're not even like melted. Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's hot garbage. Stay away from it.
All right. So I think I have a feeling where you're going to go on this one because you've made a pretty strong opinion on this before. But Milk Stand versus the Pineapple Lani.
Can we send neither one of them through?
Wow, you don't like the milk.
If you like it, I'll go with you.
Wow. No, I don't. But I like the Pineapple Lani for the Dole Whip and the ambiance. And I thought you were going to be so anti-Dole Whip you weren't going to. I know. That's why I thought, and, you know, Star Wars and the milk and all that. I think the milk is, it's, It's not bad, but it's not good.
It's good with the booze in it.
See, I liked it without the booze, but I'm not a booze person, so it's... We couldn't be more fucking opposite. It's unfucking believable. All right, let me see. Pineapple Lonnie.
Your wife is so wrong on this, and when you guys go and she gets a big bamboo, I will expect an apology out of her.
Yo, she loves those Lapu Lapus from...
Yeah, I've had the Lapu Lapus. I've had the back scratcher. I'm telling you, when you have the big bamboo, you will forget those drinks.
She got shit wasted on one of those drinks. They're strong. And the guy had a heavy-ass hand. And I don't know. I haven't seen Nick tonight, but Nick was at one of our listeners. I was hanging out with him in Disney. And he's a big dude. He's bigger than me. He's like 6'4". He played college football. And he drank one of these and started getting a little tipsy and was hungry. So he ripped the pineapple open and started eating the pineapple. Nothing wrong with that. But he didn't realize, because he was a little drunk at this point, that the pineapple was cutting the sides of his mouth while he was eating it. So that pineapple juice kept going into the open cuts the entire time. He was in so much pain. And my wife, when she drank it, we walk out of the bar and she's walking down the stairs. We're walking back down to the main level at the Poly and she's just laughing at nothing. And I'm like, what is so funny? And she is just, anytime I would talk, she would like, it got to the point where I wanted to walk away from
those days
because she was just causing a scene of just pure laughter. It was unbelievable. All right. Moving back over, we are officially through round one. Moving back over, we have, let me pull my papers out here. We have Alaho Isle versus Be Our Guest Breakfast.
I mean, I'm still going to stick with Be Our Guest Breakfast just because it looks nicer. It's pretty.
Okay.
Pretty.
I'll give you that. I truly don't have Alaho Isle. I mean, I can get my pineapple. I can get my Dole Whip at the Pineapple Lonnie, so I'm okay with that. All right, so Be Our Guest Breakfast moves on. Then we have Woody's versus Ronto.
Listen, I love Ronto's Roasters. I just got done saying how much I love it, but that grilled cheese at Woody's is the best.
All right, we're going to have to go to the comment section because I don't understand the fucking hype with this stupid Woody's lunchbox.
Dude, it's grilled cheese.
They missed the mark. They could have made such a cool dining experience, and for whatever fucking reason, they suck. Because Disney, you know what? Disney does not respect Toy Story. For all that it did for Disney, the land kind of sucks. Let's be honest. They were so focused on Star Wars, they kind of just threw, you know, Toy Story a bone. Like, oh, here you go. Slinky Dog sucks. The alien saucers suck. You can't count. Oh, shit. What's the other ride there?
Toy Story Mania? Masturbate Mania?
Yeah, you can't count that. It was already there. You can't count that one because that was there already. So shitty. All right. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus
Christ. Look at everybody agreeing with me.
Ashley agreed with me. So I told you, every time Ashley agrees with me, I fucking lose.
I will say the one thing they really blew over at Woody's is they did not. I think they considered it to be like a quickie spot where people are just going to grab like one of those Pop-Tarts and walk away. They did not put enough seating over there at all. It's terrible.
And none of it's in shade.
Yeah, very little of it.
Like, you're just baking out in the sun, just getting, you know, it's a shit show. That's where that guy then wasn't that the story you told a couple weeks ago where the guy had his feet up on the table?
This guy was living his life just hanging out. He wasn't giving up that table for anybody.
Next up, we have the Plaza versus Sleepy Hato.
I'm going to stick with the Plaza. I'm sticking with the ice cream.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's arguably 1 or 2. I might put it at 2 as the second best ice cream in Disney. Yeah, I think Boardwalk might beat it out.
Is it, I think there's a, is it Edie's ice cream?
Yes, yeah, I believe it is. Good. It's solid. It's like, don't get me wrong, it's not the best ice cream I've ever had. I've been to, you know, creameries where they have the milk from the cow right there. So obviously those are better. But just speaking for ambiance and probably nostalgia a little bit, it's solid. All right, we have Wolfgang Puck's versus Arterizo Crepes.
Boy. I'm going to go with it. I like crepes. I really do like crepes, so I'm going to stick with that one.
I agree. I agree. So creeps.
We'll one good on. Thing the French came up with.
The French. All right. We have Ample Hills versus Sprinkles.
I'm going to stick with Sprinkles. I love me some cupcakes.
All right. I'm going to go with Ample Hills. Once again, if you gave me two desserts, I'm going to choose ice cream over cupcakes any given day. I've also never been to Sprinkles. So.
What do you get it?
But they did have that cool ass ATM cupcake machine.
I mean, come on.
I'm going to let it go to the vote. We're doing Ample Hills versus Sprinkles, but if Sprinkles wins, I'm not going to be that upset.
Kristen Lambeth says, didn't they close? Which one, Kristen? I know Sprinkles is still open because we were over there just the other day and it was still over there.
I didn't think Ample Hills closed.
I don't know.
Well, while the votes are coming in, we can do a little Google search. Ample Hills Disney.
Sprinkles is killing it.
Oh, there she, yep, permanently yeah. Closed.
I'll figure.
But there is something going to be taking over. You scream ice cream, we all scream for ice cream. Come on, what it was previously ice cream also held Ample Hills Boardwalk. Ample Hills Creamery closed the location in 2020 after the company filed bankruptcy.
And the funny part was she was talking about Sprinkles.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Go figure.
There was a boom lift back in early March. They were working on the main signage, so it looked like something was coming. And that's just now the Boardwalk Ice Cream. That's what it's called now, just so we all have a future reference. All right, so what do we say? Sprinkles one?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Pizza.
Pizza Ponte.
Is that what I drew a line through? Yeah. So I didn't see it. Pizza Ponte versus the chicken guy.
I mean, Pizza Ponte is good for Florida pizza. It's actually pretty decent. But I mean, chicken guy, it's chicken.
It's chicken guy. Sausages. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's nice and easy. We can move on from that. All right. And then we have, ooh, this one's going to be interesting. Casey's versus Pecos Bill.
Oh. I'm going to stick with Casey's because I like my. Especially because of that loaded mashed potato hot dog. So I'm going to stick with Casey's. And I do like getting the food and sitting out watching the parade and checking out the castle where Pecos Bill is kind of dingy and dark and there's some shady stuff that goes on in there.
I think that's why I like it. Yeah. It's more my people. More scallywags.
And he like the hood up over his head like in a corner somewhere.
90 degree weather just in the corner eyeing everybody. Give me my goddamn tacos. No, I'm going to stick with Pecos. I think it's because you think about it. You can get a hot dog and mac and cheese. How many places have we talked about mac and cheese already?
That's true.
We talked about other tacos. I mean, outside of the Mexican Pavilion, there's really no other place to get tacos. So I'm going to go with tacos, but I think I'm going to get my ass whooped in this. Let's see. 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2.
It's over, Johnny.
Casey's wins. Casey's corner.
Right. Plus, you can listen to the little piano and stuff. The guy singing out there.
Not bad. I mean, I like to sit there and watch the fireworks at the end of the night. I'm one of those assholes that hog the table up. My wife loves Casey's.
Casey's too. Is so good.
She loves the corn dog nuggets. Actually, but when I did the show with Chris, we made Casey's corn dog t-shirts. They're actually really dope shirts. We should really make some t-shirts.
What are we going to put on them?
Like things that we talk about,
like the butt like tickle.
How we could make a butt tickle shirt. We could. I just don't trust you to make a butt tickle either. Shirt. All right, we have Riverside's Mill versus the Contempo.
Riverside beat Captain Cook's.
Yes.
Against what?
Contempo.
I'm going Riverside. Contempo's decent, but it's not fantastic.
Damn right, Riverside, baby. Told you. Best quick service at any moderate.
That's not crazy.
At any moderate hotel. Name a moderate hotel. It's got a better one.
I do like the one at Art of Animation. That one's pretty good, too.
That's not a moderate.
What is that? Is that considered a value?
That's considered a value. Mm. Yeah, it really shouldn't be because most of the time it's more expensive than some moderates. But yes, technically by the lay of the land.
Hey, before we go any further. Oh, I have okay. a an ice cream bucket to give away. You want to pick somebody real quick before I forget? I'll let you pick the person.
All right, I'll pick someone randomly. Because I don't want to pick people. Like, how do you want to do this? Like, do you want to give it to people who actually comment a lot? Or do you want me to pick someone that I've never really seen pop up?
Listen, you do you.
All right, I'll find some. But show the popcorn bucket.
It's not a popcorn bucket. It is an ice cream bucket. But it's shaped as Uncle Orville's tub. From everybody's favorite ride, Carousel of Progress.
Where was that given out?
They actually had it over at Aunt Annie's there, the gravity place with the ice cream over at over by Space Mountain. You know where they do the shakes and the ice cream?
All right. She Bailey brought up a good point. Everybody pick a number between 1 and 100. Just post it as we go. I know the number at the back of my head. Once someone calls it out, it'll we'll announce it. All right, moving on. We have the deluxe versus the wine bar.
I'm going. Well, I really like that drink at wine bar, but I do like a good burger. I'll go with deluxe burger.
Cool. I'm a big fan of deluxe burger. All
right. We got some numbers up there, Danny.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm watching.
You think somebody's going to hit it right on the spot?
No one's close yet.
Well, somebody's got to be close.
No. Well, I mean, some people have been within 15.
That's close. I'm going from 0 to 100.
I love how everybody's just going to keep throwing numbers.
Random crap tossing up there.
All right, so wine bar goes down, deluxe moves on. We have Flame Tree versus Regal Eagle.
Oh, Flame Tree. Have you had the mac and cheese over there?
What's with you mac and cheese everywhere?
Out of all,
I'm going to send you a box of Kraft and call
it
a day.
Out of all the mac and cheese in all of Florida and all of Disney, Flame Tree has the best mac and cheese. It tastes like homemade mac and cheese almost.
I know, but Regal Eagles.
Dude, and then you get the pulled pork thrown on top of it to like top it off. I will say one bitch about it though. For some reason, they're mixing everything now at Flame Tree. Before, you could get like the pulled pork on the side, have the mac and cheese.
Bailey won.
No figures. Dude, all you got to do is figure your audience. Bailey, send me your address and I'll ship out this ridiculous little. I mean, it's kind of stupid, right?
It is stupid, but.
I want something stupid.
You guys got to know our humor here.
You know what's funny is I didn't even think about that. And then after she posts, I'm like, oh, yeah.
I was just waiting. So for our podcast listeners, we just did the 1 to 100. Whoever guessed it, you could have guessed it probably at home. You're probably screaming in your car or wherever you're listening. It was
69.
You're welcome. Right. That's fine. We'll move Flame Tree on. That's fine. Flame Tree. Where did you get that, by the way?
What's that?
I know you were saying, and then I think the little bathtub.
Oh, it was that ice cream place over by Space Mountain. So you basically just ordered it, and it came in a little Uncle Orville.
What, Gravity Hill? Yeah, I've never been
there. This was years ago. That thing's probably about 6 years old. And I only think they had it for a couple months. It wasn't a big seller.
Oh. Yeah, because, I mean, if you're in Disney, if you're in Magic Kingdom, I think I'm going to get the kitchen sink over that.
Yeah, I mean.
And look, the kitchen sink is
bigger. It was literally just to get the actual bucket itself. It had nothing to do with the ice cream or anything else. As a matter of fact, I think I threw the ice cream out of it, and I just scooped it out and kept the bucket.
Bailey's right. It's anti-gravities. I called it Gravity Hill. You know what I meant. All right. Flame Tree moves on. Next up, we have Yorkshire versus San Angel. Angel. I think that's really how they say it, but San
Yorkshire.
Angel.
I love that fish and chips.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Even though I really love San Angel, but Yorkshire, their fish and chips is fantastic. Yorkshire moves on.
We're like agreeing way too much tonight.
That's because we're both fat. Mm, we finally, come across
something we agree upon.
Katsura Grill versus the Tangerine Cafe. I'm going to vote Katsura simply because, once again, I had a bad experience at Tangerine.
No, I'll give you Katsura because I don't care about either one of them.
All right, cool. And it's going to lose next round anyway, so it doesn't matter. Katsura Grill.
You know, I think Nikki Clark that's on there right now, were you at our, I'm pretty sure she was at our nacho party we had at Pecos Bill years ago, which was a good time.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm glad that we've been able to keep people as long as we have. Next up, we have the Earl of Sandwich versus Ghirardelli.
Let me go Earl of Sandwich. Neither one.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Earl's better. But Earl, you get real food. Where Ghirardelli, it's just chocolate.
Sometimes just chocolate's good.
Yeah. I mean, Ghirardelli's expensive as it is. And then on top of that, add Disney prices to it.
Disney tax.
Next up, we have Landscape versus Mara.
I'm going to stick with Landscape.
Yeah, I agree.
This is crazy.
I agree. We'll disagree.
And then the next one.
This one's a slam dunk. Yak and Yeti versus Harambe. I'm just going to start
Yak
writing.
Yak and Yeti.
Told you. What did I tell you from round one? I think.
What are you guys going back down here again?
When are we due back?
Like middle of summer.
Down. August 6th to the 16th, something like that.
I can't wait to hear your wife's opinion on that big bamboo.
You're still on
the big
that,
bamboo.
Huh?
I love the big bamboo.
Well, you're gonna have to meet us there.
Yeah, we'll get one. We'll get a couple dozen.
I'm not driving. I don't care. I let the Disney people drive me around. All right, Pongu Pongu versus the Pineapple Alani.
I'm gonna go Pongu Pongu on it, but I don't care about it.
I'm gonna go. All right, there you go. And then stop bitching that we keep agreeing. I am gonna go with the Pineapple Alani. I like a little Dole Whip. I like a little ambiance. You can sit on a beach, sit on a bench. You can even go to Trader Sam's and get yourself a drink with your pineapple, with your Dole Whip. Such a good time.
Dole Whip.
Such a good hotel. What a good hotel.
You do realize you can go to Menchie's and get a Dole Whip, right? I'm just saying.
It's not Polly. It's all different. Right. There's something, you know, like see people walking around with the Lays around their neck and all the foliage there. You got your ass kicked with the pineapple.
I can't win them all.
I mean, listen, it's going up. Nothing's beating Yak and Yeti anyway. So pineapple.
I mean, if something does, I'm going to be upset because I haven't won anything in these March Madness things.
All right. What do we got? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. All right. We're in the Sweet 16.
All right.
We have Be Our Guest Breakfast versus Woody's.
Woody's. Dude, I don't want to hear it. Have you had the mac or the grilled cheese over there yet?
If you fucking say mac and cheese one more
time. I've got mac and cheese on my brain right now. But I mean, have you ever had that grilled cheese?
Yeah, it's just a shitty grilled cheese with soggy tater tots.
There's like three different types of cheese in that thing. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Whatever, Woody's wins. I mean, I don't like Be Our Guest anyway.
You can sit there and look at your stupid Buzz statue across the way.
That is one of the only saving graces. You know, my arms need to rest when
That's
get over
true.
There.
You got to get that workout over with.
We got the Plaza versus our Tio Scrapes.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with the Plaza over the Crepes.
Yeah, once again, like I said, one or two best ice creams in Disney. Mm. So I'm down with that Plaza. Sprinkle versus Chicken Guy.
Oh, you gotta go Chicken Guy. I mean, Sprinkles went quite a ways. That was kind of like a little Cinderella thing going on.
It did. Yeah, really. It went farther than I thought it would.
So good.
All right. I think I'm going to lose this next one, but Casey's Corner versus Riverside Mill.
I'm going to ride Casey's all the way. I'm going Casey's and my hot dogs.
Yeah, put it up to the fucking vote. Let you animals tell me how I'm wrong. And Casey's is this most amazing thing. We hear about the fucking loaded mashed potatoes on the hot dog. Oh, my
Dude,
God.
And it's a value. You get this big-ass pile of mac and cheese on top of the hot dog. You eat the mac and cheese first.
With their stale-ass buns and their...
Casey's.
Whatever. Casey's wins. Yeah, Casey. I'm not even counting. It is what it is.
Hey, Kristen, you can't go and give them... like points against for food poisoning. You don't know where you get that food poisoning from.
Oh no, it came from Casey's. We all know it. I don't know. Fucking wow. Who am I? All right. Deluxe versus Flame Tree.
A Flame Tree.
Oh my God. I can't. I don't even want to do
this. It's literally the best mac and cheese on property. Like, not even close.
What did I just fucking say? Listen, what did we just have to stop? Fuck you and your mac and cheese. I don't want to do this.
Are you really going to go up against that mac and cheese? Is that what you're telling me right now?
It's Deluxe Burger, probably the best burger on property. I mean, listen, they could win it all if they just gave you french fries.
Let's be honest here. What's Deluxe Burger going up against? A bunch of those boiled ass burgers over at over Sunny's? Listen,
it is what it is. I hate you all. They know. How is not one person voting for Deluxe right now?
Nobody cares about Deluxe. Hey, Kristen Lambeth, because you got yourself some food poisoning, send me your address and you'll get a set of these Villains Day cards.
Wow. Oh, fancy.
I'm giving everything away today, Danny. I'm like, I'm purging everything.
Purging the studio. Yorkshire versus the Katsura Grill.
Yorkshire. Fish and chips. Can't go wrong.
I'd like to see where you're going to vote next. Next round.
Why? What's it going up against?
All right. Yorkshire is going to be going up against Flame Tree next round. So have fun, asshole. Flame Tree is coming to an end. Earl versus Landscape.
I'm going to go with Landscape because, I mean, Earl is good for sandwiches, but it's still just sandwiches. So I'm going to go Landscape.
What does Landscape have? Name me what.
The last time I went there, they had a double bacon burger, which was delish. And my wife.
You just got done slamming Deluxe, which is the best burger on property. And now you're going to fight me on this one with the fucking burger?
Well, my wife had shrimp and grits, and she said it was pretty legit.
Landscape? Trust that? That's like getting spaghetti from a diner. You don't do those things. You're eating Florida pizza. Oh, God. 1-2. It's 3-2 in favor of Earl.
See, I think Earl gets a lot of love for that stupid turkey sandwich they have, but I mean, who wants, what is that, cranberry sauce on a sandwich?
Bailey says Landscape has everything, yeah, and nothing all at once. It's one of those places where they have a big menu, but do they really have a big menu?
Does Earl have this?
No.
Nikki.
Yeah. Nikki was at the dividing vote. So Earl finally wins something.
Ridiculous.
That stupid turkey sandwich is delicious, Ashley says.
Stupid.
All right, Earl beat Landscape. Thank you, everybody, for not being assholes. Yak and Yeti versus the Pineapple Lanou.
Yak and Yeti.
I'm just writing Yak and Yeti.
I don't even know how the Pineapple Lanou got that far.
Hey, man, I had a good run. Real Cinderella story. All right. We've got Woody's versus the Plaza. Do not tell me you are going to choose some shit-ass grilled cheese over the iconic Plaza on Main Street with the beautiful backdrop while you're eating ice cream out of a sink.
Dude, you're eating Edie's ice cream. You can go get that at like a Wawa somewhere. I'm going Woody's.
Can you get that Edie's ice cream at your Wawa while looking at the castle and eating out of a
kitchen? Listen, I'll tell you what my kids do. Like every time we're like, oh my God, look at that sunset or whatever. My daughter will be like, Dad, what are you taking a picture for? Just Google it. Like, just Google a picture of the castle. Woody's is so much better, dude. It's so much better.
It is deadlocked. Next vote wins.
It better be Woody's or I'm fighting somebody. It better not be Nikki. There we go.
It is Woody's. God damn it.
Justice for Woody. God
damn, this stupid cowboy.
Get ice cream anywhere.
All right. Have fun with this one. Chicken Guy or Casey's?
I'm going Casey's. Hold on a second. Before you get all pissy with me and aggravated, I love Chicken Guy. I voted for it a number of times already, obviously. But like down here, you got like Slim Chickens and Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A and all those places. Like,
but those are all fast. Those are chain fast foods. Yeah, but
they're better than Chicken Guy.
No, Chicken Guy's got a great spicy chicken sandwich. It's phenomenal. Got a little spicy mayo on it.
I'll tell you where Chicken Guy let me down. They put out like some spicy chicken, but they used like a rub. So it's just like, it was so bad.
No, that's not good. That's not good. So Kristen says you need to try the loaded mac and cheese over at the Chicken Guy.
I'm not against it. I'm just,
all right, Casey's,
I'm surprised wins. Danny brought up mac and cheese without me even saying it.
You know, I just got it stuck in my brain now. All right, we are down. Wait a minute. Hold on.
We're getting down there.
Did I miss something?
I don't know. Will we just do Casey's?
Yeah, Woody's and Casey's.
That would have been there.
How do I have 2, 4? How do I have 6 left? Hold on. Where did I fuck up? Let me see. We should have 8 left.
What'd you miss?
I don't know. I don't know. I got Flame Tree versus Yorkshire, Earl versus Yak and Yeti, Woody versus Casey's, but that's only 6.
You haven't gone further down.
No, that's all I have left written on my sheet. Where did I go wrong? You know where I went wrong? Doing this fucking podcast again. That's where
What did Casey's just go up against?
Casey's just went up against the Chicken Guy.
They're not even in the same bracket.
They wouldn't be. They met in the Elite 8.
Oh, yeah. They would be in 8. Well, let's just go and see what happens.
All right. Well, we're going to have 1 extra, though.
So, listen, we never said we were professional here. We just do the best we can.
All right, hold. Wait, the Plaza went up against the Crepes. Then the Plaza lost to Woody's. I've got Woody written down. Casey's went up against Riverside. And Casey's went up against the Chicken. I know I'm missing something. And I just don't know what the fuck.
I haven't written anything down because I'm still suffering from last week's debacle.
All right, well, we can start. We have the Flame Tree versus the Yorkshire.
Boy, that's a real tough. I love those fish and chips, but I mean, that mac and cheese at Flame Tree with that pulled pork on top. And not only that, like you get to sit out by the water, watch the people screaming over at the Everest. I'm going with that mac and cheese. I'm going to go right to the end, Flame Tree.
All right, we'll put it up to the vote. You vamp for a second while I try flame to figure tree, out where the flame hell I tree, went wrong.
Flame. Listen, everybody knows Flame Tree is just where it's at. And the nice thing is, too, if you don't want to go to Flame Tree, there's a little booth right nearby called 8 Spoons that also has that mac and cheese. So, I know what I just noticed, too. I put High Def on tonight.
Dude, you look a lot better.
Old as fuck. I got like these bags under my eyes and stuff. I might have to wear sunglasses for the next show. And another Flame Tree.
All right, let's move. So a Flame Tree moves on.
Yeah, Ashley's got a good point. You do have to fight off the birds, though, when you're over at Flame Tree. Those little white pecker birds there. Seagulls? No, they're those, you know, the ones with the big long neck and they get the big beak on them. They're all over animal.
Oh, yeah. All right, then we have Earl versus Yak and Yeti.
Yak and Yeti.
All right, Yak and Yeti. And then we have Woody's versus Casey's.
I'm pissed off at Ashley right now. I can't even think. What was it? What were the two going against each other?
Woody versus Casey's.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to go Woody over Casey's. That's a tough one.
No, I'm going to vote Casey's on this one. That's fucking ridiculous. Are you really? Yeah, absolutely. You do the math. Yeah. Because that is not standing here yet.
It's a close one, dude. 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2. No, Ashley, Casey's won in the last round. Woody's.
It did.
It looks like Woody's has got it. Oh, there's 2 Casey's, son of a bitch.
So those two are
your wife should not be allowed to vote in this.
How dare you? How dare you speak ill?
I honestly think that she's like in the other room, just listening for like your keywords. And when she hears like Casey, she's like, oh, Casey's. Adult lemonade. Kristen, you can actually get an adult lemonade over at Woody's as well. So you can move your vote over to Woody's as well. One, two. I think it's Casey's. You know, I can't even be disappointed, though. I'm going to miss that that grilled cheese, but I can't go wrong with the... Oh, yeah, the tachos, too, Danny.
Fuck the tachos. Those
tachos are good. I'll tell you, I had one of my best times when they first opened up Toy Story Land. And I had a media preview for that. And I rode Slinky Dog like 3 or 4 times. I did Masturbate Mania. I did all the rides were all done. And then we still had a couple hours to kind of be there still. So I just hung out over at Woody's for like an hour eating tachos. And that was like one of the best experiences I've had. And we got a couple Woody's. I think we might go with Woody's on this one.
All right. I figured I would just wrote shit down wrong. All right. So you're saying Woody's
did come back and win this one.
All right. That means Woody's is in the finals.
Final four.
No, the finals.
Really? We're at the finals?
Yes. Yes. Woody's is going to the finals.
Who's it up against?
And your other options to go to the finals. You're talking about the
final four.
No. We're at the finals.
Really?
We were just in the final four. I figured out my math. I had fucked up one. I realized what I did.
What'd you do?
I didn't finish one round before I went to the next. But it all worked out well. It didn't fuck up the bracket at all.
So these are the final two?
No. Woody's is going to the finals. Then you have to pick the other final, which is Flame Tree Barbecue versus Yak and Yeti.
Oh, man. I know where you're going, right? You're going to go Yak and Yeti, definitely.
100%. 100%.
See, now this one's tough for me because are we going based off of food or are we going off of drinks as well?
I think you go off of everything. I think the ambiance counts. I think it all. Wow. Are you people smoking crack? If you are, please send it my way. I've always wanted to try it.
Dude, Flame Tree is really good.
How many people are voting for fucking Flame Tree right now?
I'm going to put it up for a vote because I can't go and decide.
3, 4. Flame Tree came out 5-0. Now Yak and Yeti has made a solid comeback here.
4-5.
Yak and Yeti. 5-5.
Oh, boy.
Give it another second just because it's fun.
I mean, they're both really good, but that Big Bamboo, my God, that's like heaven in a cup, to be honest with you.
All right.
Hey, Bailey went with the
Looks Yak. Like, yeah, Yak and Yeti
did wins. Really?
Okay. Yes, they did. Big comeback because they were getting their shit kicked in. Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 1 hour and 19 minutes into the show. 2 fuck-ups, but hey, knock on fake wood of my desk. Neither one of us have frozen.
Yeah, I got...
Could we be...
Passing? It looks pretty clear, doesn't it?
You got
the
fancy computer. You look clear. We're not freezing. This is great. All right, we have Woody's Barbecue Roundup versus the Yak and Yeti Quick Service.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go to Woody's. And before you yell at me, don't.
No, I'm throwing shit. This is fucking absurd. You just want to win. That's your problem. You're a sore loser. Not... You're like a child.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I love the Big Bamboo. You know it's my favorite drink. So I'm kind of leaning Yak and Yeti. But they also have that adult lemonade over at Woody's. And then I got to go to the food.
That's your
and I got to go with the food over the drink.
You're telling me that instead of having nice food and a takeout, some lo mein, a little chicken, you're picking a grilled cheese that you can make in your kitchen right now.
That grilled cheese is the goods. That's not your average grilled cheese.
Why? Because it put a couple different cheeses in it?
Woody made it. Oh, you're a Toy Story dork. You should be all over that thing.
I don't like Woody. He's a goddamn criminal. Just like Darth Vader. See what happens? You hang out with the wrong
people.
Listen,
I can't lose in this one because both are awesome. Like the past few weeks, some of our brackets have really sucked. But I mean, this one, I can go either way. So I'm not going to lose either way. But yeah, Woody's is better.
4-3, 5-3, 6-3, 6-4, 7-4. 7-5. 8-5.
Ashley, stop it with your Wisconsin grilled cheese nonsense. Wisconsin.
Your cousin says Darth Vader makes a gangster grilled
cheese.
Probably
true.
All right, and it is final, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, ladies and germs.
Woody's?
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Thank God.
It was a hard fought battle, though.
Man, I'm not gonna lie, I did really well in most of these brackets.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
I'm mad about this.
For the first time, there hasn't been something that really threw me off. Like, usually every week we come on here and somebody really pisses me off with something.
You don't think we don't get picked? We picked Hey Hey over Nemo.
Which was stupid.
I still get fucking messages about
hate mail from it. And you know what? What would make you go to Wisconsin? It sure as hell isn't Wisconsin cheese.
Listen, I've been to Wisconsin. There ain't nothing fucking
you really
there.
Went to Wisconsin for what?
Yeah. Actually, Nick. When he got married to a girl named Jess I used to be friends with. And actually, me and Chris at the time, we officiated their wedding. Wisconsin. Yeah, well, downtown was really dope. The cheese curds was really good. Outside of that, it was a whole lot of fucking nothing in that
state. I mean, the reality is we have Culver's, which is from Wisconsin. I'll get my cheese curds right in Florida. I'm not going to Wisconsin and freezing my ass off for it.
If you're a texture person, now I know some people are big texture people when it comes to food. Those cheese curds will fuck you up because they're like rubbery, but they have a little bit of snap to them. Super weird.
I made out of snot.
I don't know.
Whatever is not good.
What's been 82 years? What's been 82 years? That's the question. Bailey says it's been 82 years.
Is Bailey 82 years old?
No, Bailey's younger than
is she?
Bailey's a kid. Yeah, Bailey's a young gal.
What's 82 years old, Bailey, before we go?
She roots for some shit-ass teams, but that's about it. She's from Pennsylvania. Doesn't have the weird water. Oh,
so she's like a Phillies fan and Eagles
fan.
Oh, yeah,
Phillies, oh, Eagles, this, your sister's ass. The fresher the curd, the squeakier. That's what Ashley says. That's so disgusting.
I don't want to hear that when I'm talking about food. The squeakier?
No.
Oh, for the love of God.
All right, Rudy, do we have anything else? We gave away everything that we needed.
Yeah, I'm
away?
Sure I'll pick a couple people to win stickers. We have some new stuff, by the way, just in case anybody was curious. We have tattoos.
What? Put one on your forehead. Next show. Dead center.
And the other thing we have, I'm going to give away next week, and I'm giving one to Danny, too, is we have mouse pads.
Oh, mouse pads. Good, because my mouse pad.
Yeah, I'm going to send one out to you, and I'm going to send... Oh, for the love of God. Looks like it's got some stains on it. I'm not sure what that's from.
Dude, this thing is fucking older than Methuselah.
So, yeah, we'll send that out next week, and I'm going to go and try to get one of those stupid popcorn buckets tomorrow. So, if I am able to grab one, we will be given one of those next week, the little thumper Easter ones, so...
Nikki asks a question. Why would anyone move from anywhere to Florida? I've lived here my whole life and just don't see what is so desirable other than theme parks. Nikki, you are 100% right. My wife has tried to ask me to move to Florida. And I'll tell you a couple things about Florida. If the people ain't trying to kill you, the government's trying to kill you. The government ain't trying to kill you, the weather's trying to kill you. And if you can survive all of that, there's fucking alligators, snakes, and black widow spiders. No fucking thanks. My dad lived in Florida, and he had a little Shih Tzu dog, and I used to have to walk that dog when I was down there, and that dog was blind. And all of one day, we were in a gated community, you know, richy rich people, gated community. You know what I had to do? I had to pick up the fucking dog and start running down the street, not from a car, not from a storm, from a fucking wild boar that was just roaming the streets in Davenport, Florida, and that mother. Trucker wanted to eat me and that dog.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Man. I never knew we had wild boars down here. And we've been down here 4 years now. And we woke up one morning and my front yard was just, it looked like somebody went through my front yard with a rototiller. I figured it was like a skunk or whatever. So I didn't think anything of it. I got talking to somebody. They said wild boars just kind of like wander around here in packs, just start effing stuff up. I never heard of such a thing.
See, my wife knows. I say this all the time. Everything in Florida is trying to kill you. And I also learned that in Florida, they're different than, now granted, I understand it once I learned it, but their front doors don't open in, they open out. And obviously that's for hurricanes, so that if, you know, something comes flying at your front door, it doesn't kick open your door when something hits it.
That's true.
Did you? Well, in Davenport, that's, it was the Florida statute, because I was asking my dad about it. I couldn't figure out why their door opened out and not in. And according to him, it was Florida statute that the doors have to open towards the outside, so that when a hurricane comes through of like palm tree or whatever hits the door, it doesn't blow the door open. But I didn't learn that until I was running from this wild boar and I tried to jump into the door hoping it would just kind of use my weight to unlock it. And I realized that the door opened out and not in, and that wild boar.
And this is weird because we've been living in this house for quite some time. I think it opens in. Yeah.
Really? Are you on a, you're obviously in a house. You're not in a condo or anything, right?
Like a two-story house.
First floor. Yeah. You got to go look at your front door and tell me what it does.
I'm 99% sure it opened. I'm trying to pick, like, I open this fucking thing every day and I'm like, wait a minute.
It's just something you wouldn't think about. Maybe it just depends on, maybe it could be the town you're in. Maybe that town doesn't abide by that statute. I couldn't tell you. I know Davenport did. At least
I know for a fact it opens in. It definitely opens in.
Okay. So
I'm going to debunk that little theory you have there. And listen, we'll do a show on it sometime, like living down here in Florida. But I will tell you, like, honestly, the bugs down here are less than what I had up in New York overall. The only thing that I hate is the severe humidity in the middle of summer and the traffic. Other than that, it's great.
You should be used to traffic. I mean, traffic is so, I mean, unless you're talking LA, I mean, dude, traffic is traffic. It happens fucking. I mean, I know I-4 is like a parking lot most of the day, but so is the turnpike.
I don't know. Because I'm from a suburban area in New York where we didn't have like a ton of traffic, but like there's a steak place down the road, like a steak sub place down the road that I love. It's literally like a half a mile away. I won't go to it half the time because I don't want to deal with the traffic. I get it on Uber.
Fair. And Cindy goes, oh, the government's not trying to kill you. It's the goddamn wild, wild west down in Florida. There's no rules. You want to open a bank account? Here's a shotgun. You want to smoke meth and eat a cop's goddamn anarchy in Florida. I don't care. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't fucking matter. It's goddamn anarchy.
And you don't like the alligators?
So I don't like it. I don't want an alligator.
Oh God, we love the alligators. And you don't...
No, I like dogs. I'll pet a horse. I'll even take a llama. I don't fucking need an alligator. I don't like things that can keep.
There's literally
at any given
there's
moment.
A place down the road. There's a Target. If you go behind the Target, it's all apartments, but there's like little tiny bodies of water, like not even lakes. They're basically just like ponds. And we actually walk down there on a regular basis and count the alligators. And I think they're cool.
I mean, they're cool from a distance. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm on a safari trip or if I'm at the zoo, like, I don't know. I think lions are majestic. I'm not, you know, I don't want to chill in a neighborhood with a lion.
My cousin's right. The alligators keep the homeless population down.
Okay, that's fair. Where is your cousin
New
from?
York.
Oh, okay. Like upstate or the
He's
city?
Upstate.
See, that's, I don't like when people say, oh, I'm from New York. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from upstate. No, you're not. Like Buffalo, Syracuse, that's not New York. That's like a fucking its own territory. Buffalo's,
that's nowhere near where we're from. Albany's like the.
No, I'm just saying, like Albany. Weren't you by Albany? Yeah. All right. That's not fucking
it's
New York.
It's the capital.
That's upstate New York. It's a whole goddamn different. It's a different state up there.
Yeah, it's true.
A whole different world.
That is true.
Fuck the Dolphins.
I could care less about the Dolphins.
They suck. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Behind the Ears After Hours. We hope you enjoyed your month of March Madness. Moving into April, we will be going back to your regular scheduled program.
Close enough.
And yeah, that's all I got. Rudy, anything else?
No, we'll let everybody know. I'll post tomorrow whether or not we find that popcorn bucket. I think I'm going to drag little Rudy out with me for another adventure just to irritate Danny. So keep an eye on our page. Make sure you share out the show. Like when the show is over, share it out. Get those listens up for us or get those views up for us. Like the show. Comment on the show. We keep growing week to week, so we can't do it without you guys. So please help us out.
Yeah, we appreciate all your love and support. And until next week, I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Toodaloos.
Well, the magic's winding down, but don't feel blue. We'll be back next week with more for you. From the rites to the myths, the stories untold, we keep it real, we're always bold. We laughed, we cursed, we took a dive through Disney's world, we're still alive. So until next time when the curtains fall, remember we'll be back with it all. Truth won't hide.